Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a guy who just closed on a house, but then found out that the kitchen floor is not level. So he's going through hell trying to get them to fix that. He's actually hired an independent contractor to come and fix it for him.
So let's call him. I'll be from the builder.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
This is Bob. I'm the superintendent over at Homes.
All right.
I know we had the recent report from you that there were some things you weren't satisfied with.
Right, I've got the inspector coming today.
Oh, you have an independent inspector coming over?
That's right, I hired a professional.
Well, I don't know that that's going to be necessary, really, because I came over here this morning and I gave it the once-over, and everything looks pretty good to me.
Well, you're in my house?
Well, I wanted to check it out. I did go through, just real quick.
You went in my house?
Well, yeah, we as the builder, we still have the keys.
If you didn't see what I saw, then you weren't looking in the right place.
Well, I looked in the bedroom.
Yeah, did you look in the kitchen?
And I looked at the breakfast area there.
Right, well, the whole kitchen's on a slant, and so is the floor.
Well, I don't detect that. I mean, why do you think that?
Oh, I can prove it to you with a golf ball in my hand. I mean, you can let a golf ball go in your hand and it rolls to the corner of the room. I've done it. I mean,
golf balls are not necessarily, I mean, they have all those little ridges and all those little indentations. I don't know that a golf ball would necessarily roll straight.
Well, can you be there at noon today?
Well, I'm here right now.
You're at my house right now?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wish I was there. I mean, you can see it. Move the table out of the way and look at it. The whole thing's on a slant.
You guys did go through on the walkthrough, and none of this turned up then.
I know. It's my fault. I mean, it's completely my fault, and I wish I would have noticed it, or I would have never moved in it. I mean, you're right. I'm the one totally to blame here.
You have ample opportunity to point out any defects or any problems before the closing.
This is an obvious problem, though. I mean, I can't believe you don't see it. I mean,
Well, do you know anything at all about a building or construction?
Just a little. I mean, I'm in the business.
Oh.
I work for a surveyor, and
we
build houses, so, I mean.
So I guess you feel like you're pretty smart about this stuff. Is that
No, no. I'm just talking about the natural eye.
The amateur really is not going to be aware of the subtleties in a house like this.
Do I need to come out there right now?
What for?
To show you what I see. Because you make it sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Dude, I'm an expert, okay? I just went through it. This is my business.
And you don't see that the floor slants?
No, I don't see that at all.
Okay. You don't think that the corner of the kitchen is lower than the actual center of the kitchen? At all?
No, I have all the, I've got the plans.
Do you have a level in your hand?
I have a level in my truck.
Okay, put the level on the windowsill and tell me if it's level.
I don't appreciate this. I don't appreciate you telling me what to do.
Well, you're talking to me like I'm
I just
an
went
idiot.
Through the house. It's perfect. And that's it. Case closed.
Well, I'll let an inspector decide that.
Well, you can let whoever you want go through it. It doesn't change our relationship.
I can't believe you're coming to me like this. I mean, you're coming to me like I'm some kind of idiot. Like I'm just making this up. Go look in my bedroom. Look at those windows. I mean, did you see those windows?
I can tell with my naked eye, okay?
Right.
I could take this house apart and put it back together. You wouldn't even know it, all right?
I've
been in construction all my life.
This started off as a very friendly conversation, and now you're coming to me like I'm stupid.
Maybe you and I ought to meet out here. And I can walk you through it and show Mr. Expert here what's what in the house.
I'm not saying I'm an expert.
Well, you're coming off like it.
I'm coming off. Is this some kind of joke, man?
Some know-it-all, you know, going to tell me how to operate my business. I'll make myself at home here, and I'll wait for you.
Yeah, well, you make yourself at home, buddy.
You got any beer in the fridge?
No, I drank it all last night.
I'll be right here in the kitchen, and when you get here, I'm going to kick your ass.
You're going to kick my ass?
Yeah.
Is that right, Dean and Rod? I'm kicking somebody's ass, and you better not be there when I get home.
Hey, Mike, this is from James.
It's from James? And well, James is going to get it, too. He owes me his ass.
Yeah.
I'm over here with a cold sweat over here about to flip out.
Oh, the hell's this?
This is the Dean and Rod Show.
The Dean and Rod Show.
What? Yes. What?
Which is like the IRS.
How so?
Very taxing.
Right.
And by the way, if the IRS put a tax on stupidity, you'd be broke.
Thank you.
I'm just a little cranky. I got to come up with money to pay my taxes.
Well, yeah. Today's the deadline.
Yeah, Roy Jr.'s out there right now fishing coins out of the public fountains. The big thing is the damn property taxes.
Right. Oh, they're high.
I don't get it. Ever seen my property? It's mostly dog poop. But my biggest deduction is the money I donated to education this year.
Oh.
You what, donated to like a college or?
Nope. To Cinnamon, a stripper over at the club.
Oh.
I'm paying her way through medical school. Later.
Better get it postmarked by midnight. Pretty soon you're gonna be broke. What in the world do they do with it all? They don't make any money on their own. What they spend and what they do, it comes from you. Yeah, me and you. IRS is gonna get you. Gonna get right in your face. They need billions to take a census and put probes that don't work in space. Look at them out there in D.C. laughing at fools like me. Who on earth do they think they are? A superstar? Oh, how wrong they are. But we are. You where it hurts. Better stay away from an audit, or you're gonna lose your shirt. They'll take away everything you own. They even got Al Capone. This time of year, they're always there, and they're everywhere. Gonna get their share. But we all.
Raj in the morning and Houston's classic rock all day long. The Eagle.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. I'll need an extension. Should have known.
Today's Wild Pitch, brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Trouble between Mello and Lala, Dean.
Uh-oh. Who?
For the uninformed, like me, Mello is Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks, and Lala, Carmelo's wife, is evidently some former actress slash model slash MTV VJ. The relationship between Carmelo and Lala has been rocky for a while, but now they're officially separated. Evidently, Lalo took exception to Mello impregnating a stripper. That will strain a relationship. You know, Mello should just tell Lala it's not his fault. The dancer did not obey the 3-foot rule. That's today's Wild Pitch.